Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is Costello with us now?
Hey, Costello, what the hell's going on?
You got to be kidding me, man. What a disgrace. What's going on
here? Yeah, it's amazing.
Disgrace.
I'm a little bit in shock still.
Why should you be? It's the Jets. This is why they haven't won in 50 years.
Yeah, and you just started to think maybe they were getting on the right track. They look like they were doing some smart things, and then they go do something like this. It makes zero sense. And not because Mike Maccagnan was the greatest general manager in the world.
No,
he wasn't.
Right.
But if you want to fire the guy, fire him in December.
Right.
Start with a clean slate with, a coach and GM going forward. Why would you fire a GM in May after he spent $125 million? He had a role in picking your coach, and he made your draft picks. It makes just no sense at all.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable.
It really is. I sometimes, Joe and I, blame the messenger. Sometimes we get mad at the messenger. I'm a little ticked off at you because you sat here a few months ago, and didn't you say Lombardi's story was a bunch of BS? Didn't you say
that? Yeah, I was wrong. I was lied to, Evan. I was lied to.
All right.
I was lied to by sources at every level of Jets organization.
They all lied. They're all a bunch of liars.
I can't tell you who lied. But
no, they all
lied.
Did, apparently.
They all
that's
lied.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, they all lied. And
okay. Sure.
I wear it. Mike Lombardi was right. He nailed it. I apologize to him. I don't think I criticized his reporting, but I was lied to by sources that I trust, and, I'm going to consider whether I trust them going forward. That's how it works.
So I'm back on your side now. There that you was go. A great answer.
And let me tell you right now, this ownership is a disgrace. And this has been the biggest problem with this franchise for 50 years. Leon Hess was terrible, and these guys are worse. They're incompetent, both of them. The one guy that said, he's the godfather for the royal baby, that one guy, and then the other guy just has no clue about football whatsoever. And that you allow this head coach that you just won nothing, this guy. This guy isn't Bill Belichick. He's not Andy Reid. He's nobody. And he comes in here and he wins a power struggle. And you're right. No matter what you think about Maccagnan, you got to be kidding me. Why the hell didn't they fire him when they fired Bowles?
What changed? My biggest question is, what has changed since December?
Right.
Right.
Like, what has changed?
I thought he did a pretty good job in free agency.
Right.
In the draft, he can't evaluate the draft right now.
But I don't understand what's different now.
And the only thing that can be different is Adam Gase has been in the building for 4 months, and they there's all the rumors about them not getting along. And they denied vehemently and said it wasn't true. They must have been true, and they must be just this has to be Adam Gase couldn't live with them.
Unbelievable.
So how did Adam Gase, who's won
nothing.
Okay?
Nothing.
He's done nothing. I don't want to hear about him being a quarterback whisperer. He made Jay Cutler a little bit less mediocre, and he made a mean cup of coffee for Peyton Manning. I'm sorry, I'll keep saying it till he does something. How the heck does he win a power struggle against Mike Maccagnan? What is he, a great manipulator?
Yeah.
What is it?
That's a great question. Yeah, and he came out, and he said, was it last week we talked to him, and said he was pissed off at these rumors and all this stuff, and it's 5 days later, and Maccagnan's out the door. So clearly, the rumors were correct. And I don't know. I don't know how you can empower him like that after 5 months or whatever he's been on the job, 4 months. It's crazy. It's lunacy. And I don't know how the Jets are going to defend this or spin this. I can't wait to see how they try to put a good face on this.
Yeah. Well, look. If the owner was anything, he would have fired both of them. He would have got rid of Gase too today. And said, I'm getting rid of everybody. I'm going to start over today. That would show me more than this. No, it would.
I'd be less angry.
I disagree with you there.
Why?
I think if you're an owner, you're the leader of the organization, you sit them both down and say, figure this out. You two have to get along. You don't have to be their best friends, but you have to work together. Figure it out. And then you reassess it at the end of the season. You don't fire people in May in the NFL other than scouts. You don't fire GMs and coaches in May. It doesn't make sense.
I agree with you. I wouldn't have fired anybody, but I would rather have seen him blow the whole thing up as opposed to taking the GM. Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's the point.
To let this guy take over that's won nothing. He wasn't even a coach of his team, and you're bringing this guy in here and you're going to let him just have his way? I mean, we got to be kidding
crazy.
me.
It's crazy.
So what do you think? Let me ask you this, bro. What do you think precipitated this? Was it he didn't want Le'Veon Bell? Is that what it comes down to? He didn't want Bell, and Maccagnan wanted to sign him?
I heard it wasn't that he didn't want Bell. I heard it was about the money. He didn't think they should pay Bell what they were paying him. That, you know, he thought they could get him for a cheaper price. That, though, is not enough for a fight that would end up in someone getting fired. So there has to be more to the story. There had to be more. You know, they are two very, very different personalities. So I think I may have said this before, you guys. I didn't think that they were at each other's throats now, but you could see that was going to come at some point.
Sure.
And, you know, Adam Gase is kind of, you know, he's an alpha male. He's cocky. Mike Maccagnan is very sheepish.
Got a lot to be cocky.
Yeah, he's done so much, Joe. I can't imagine.
And I think, you know, you could see it coming with Gase and Greg Williams. You could see Maccagnan was going to get run over at some point. I just didn't think it was going to be in May. I thought it would probably be in January.
Oh, my God.
So whether he didn't want Le'Veon Bell or didn't want to pay him enough money, the guy that made the decision is out. What does that mean for all the guys Maccagnan added that Adam Gase didn't want? What does it mean for them? Or the guys maybe they drafted that they didn't want?
Yeah. Christopher Johnson made the decision on Le'Veon Bell, if you want to get down to it, right? I mean, he's the one – he had to approve that move. That's a gigantic move. You can't feel good if you just got drafted and the guy who drafted you is fired 2 weeks later.
Unbelievable.
You know, that's typically, that hurts draft picks. You know, we've seen it with the Giants have gone through, right? Gettleman got rid of all the guys he got rid of all the players that were there before. That's typically what happens with teams. So, you know, it's just, it feels like they're an organization in chaos right now.
Well, they've always been. And to me, it really comes down to the owners. You know, and we kill Dolan all the time. I kill the Wilpons all the time. These guys are worse, and they really are. They have no clue about football. They're completely incompetent. They have no business owning this football team. It is an absolute disgrace what they are. I mean, there's no other way to say it. No other way to say it. That's it. That's the bottom line. The owners are a disgrace. They really are. They're the laughing stock of the league now. That's what they are.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's hard to defend them today. I'm not going to try to.
And so what is Christopher Johnson going to come out? What's he going to say? He's going to tell us about the kick-ass, badass uniforms they got again?
We'll see. I don't know when he's going to talk to us, if he's going to talk to us today or if it's going to take a while. I don't know. And I'm sure he's not going to give us any specific answers about Maccagnan, which is only going to make this worse. You know, he should just be honest and give us the specifics of why this happened.
Well, it's pretty obvious what happened. We know that.
Yeah, but I want to hear it.
They got to be specific.
I want to hear it because they all lied. They all lied for weeks.
Right,
I want to hear it from
them.
What changed now?
Right. You know? You're right.
And I don't want to know why there was lying going on. Like, what happened over the last few weeks or months or whatever that made this change? And why did you decide Adam Gase over Mike Maccagnan? What brought you, Mr. Johnson, to the conclusion that the head coach who's done nothing, who's been here for 35 seconds, who, by the way, no one else would have hired. No one else was going to hire him to be the head coach of this team.
Nobody.
Why'd you pick him over Mike Maccagnan? And I think this is going to be the most important press conference Christopher Johnson's ever done, and he better have it soon. Because he's got to talk to his fans and his customers immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I would do it on camera. I would have it so everyone can watch it, because sometimes the Jets do conference calls or they do it in a boardroom where cameras aren't allowed. I would have him front and center in front of a podium, streaming on all the networks that they can get it on to so everyone can watch it, because he really needs to speak to his fan base.
Yeah, I mean it's just unbelievable. This guy. So how long do you give Adam Gase? You give him 3 years here? Oh, no?
No way.
He's going to be gone within 3 years, right?
Well, he's going to get to hire his GM now. I mean, so I don't know.
He's going to get to hire his GM.
Watch Joe
GM.
Douglas, guys. That's the guy.
Yeah, because he's worked with him.
He worked with him in Chicago. If Joe Douglas walks in the door as the GM in a few weeks, Adam Gase hired him. You know that, right? And so that could buy him plenty of time if he's joined at the hip with the GM. I don't know.
Buy him time.
That's what scares me. So that's the first name that's come out. This guy, Joe Douglas, who works in the Eagle organization. Mm-hmm. Eagles give him a lot of credit for what they've accomplished.
Gase?
They work together in
Chicago.
Oh, I see.
But that, you know what? Here's the problem. I don't know Joe Douglas. He may be really instrumental what happened in Philly. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've already got a strike against him because of what you said. He's a Gase guy.
Yeah, right.
This guy's
going
to get to bring in.
Right.
Is this a Super Bowl head coach? Did I miss something?
No, it's unbelievable. He's not, like I said, forget it. He's not even Andy Reid. He's nobody. And we saw the media, okay, and I'm not saying you, although you were against McCarthy too. We saw the media, just destroy this guy, like try to destroy Mike McCarthy's character. And this is the garbage that they bring in here? I mean, come on. Didn't McCagnon hire Gase? Didn't he hack
him? Yeah.
He did, right?
Yeah.
Well, how stupid is he? Hey, Mike, how the hell stupid are you that you hired this guy?
Yeah.
McCarthy, well, I don't want him. Nah, he's old. Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, da-dee-da. What a disgrace. They're a disgrace. This franchise, it's unbelievable. And if I'm Krista Johnson, he's probably hiding under a rock somewhere now, Krista Johnson. Christopher Johnson, you know? You know, loading up on the toilet paper, because that's basically what they should put around this stupid Florham Park, their beautiful facility. Oh, it's so wonderful. And the crummy stadium they play in, that's still the Giants stadium. And the Giants are sitting there, the Maras and Gettleman, they're all laughing their asses off right now.
Oh, they're loving
that's
this.
That's what they're doing. They love every second
they
of
love
it.
This.
And what's funny is it kind of felt like it had shifted, right? Like the Giants, for the
right.
first time since
right.
I've covered the Jets, it felt
right.
like...
Right.
The Jets had more credibility right. in this town than the Giants.
Right.
You know, with some of the stuff Gettleman's done. And that's over.
Brian, we had Stephon Bondi on. We were talking basketball. We were having a lottery day. And Stephon, very innocently.
Yeah.
Very
he
innocently.
He didn't even realize what he was saying.
Ends the interview by saying, well, Joe, because Joe's upset, obviously, about a lot of things, maybe trading for Anthony Davis, all that. Ends up by saying, well, at least the Jets aren't the biggest joke of a football
that's what
team
he said.
In town. Can you? That lasted.
He actually made that statement.
It lasted 8 minutes.
Not even. Last that long.
So it's Bondi's fault.
Oh, completely. I've already tweeted at him. It's completely his fault that this happened.
God.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was on vacation. I took vacation this week. I was pulling in to get my oil changed. And all of a sudden, my phone blew up. And I'm like, I had to back out of the oil change place.
I got injured. I mean, really, I actually did not have a stomach ache today. And now I got one. I mean, it's just
lottery didn't even do it. It was this.
No, of course.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't announce it during the lottery last night.
That would have been better.
No, I'm sure they were thinking about it.
You know, Ernie walked in here with a scamper, like a serious scamper that you don't see often. And he was handing me his phone. And whenever he hands me his phone, it means there's breaking news. When I saw the Jet logo, I'm going to tell you, God honest, what I thought it was going to be. I thought Gase was out. I really did.
I would have been happier.
I thought it was going to be the opposite. When I saw a statement from Johnson.
That's what I said to you. The first thing I said was, Gase is out.
Yeah, and that's right. You said it too.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, we're idiots.
Boy,
we are.
I think
in
that situation, Adam Gase has, a four-year contract probably?
Yeah.
And Mike Maccagnan has 2 years left. If you're picking one, they're going to pick
the
money.
Yeah, that's great
reasoning. They're going to pick the cheaper one way out.
Well, let me tell you, Adam Gase, if he doesn't know it now, boy, he has a target on him now.
I mean,
he has put a bullseye
on
him.
That's the interesting thing is, you know, I felt like Maccagnan had the bullseye on him this year, and it was kind of a good position to be in the coach because no matter what happened this year, I thought it was going to be blamed on Maccagnan. Well, that's over. You know, now it's all Gase.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got the hottest seat of a first-year coach you'll ever see.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, enjoy your vacation.
Just another
my vacation's over.
Just another disgraceful day in the woebegone franchise that is the New York Jets. Unbelievable.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
I'll talk to you guys later.
See you, man.
Brian Costello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.